Hello, everyone, and welcome to our podcast series. My name is Natalie Tornisi, and I am one of the Senior Solution Managers for Outsource Strategies International. I wanted to take this opportunity to talk about laceration repairs and how to code them. About 6 million people seek treatments in the emergency room for lacerations every year. The goal of laceration treatment is to repair a wound safely without increasing the risk of infection and maintaining optimal cosmetic results. Reporting wound repairs can be complex, as the codes for these procedures are based on different aspects, such as the anatomic site, depth of the wound, and size of the repair. Physicians repair different types of skin or tissue wounds, such as abrasions, lacerations, amputations, incisions, punctures, and avulsions. Wounds could be limited to one of these, or can be a combination of them. I will include some documentation to review these specific codes along with this podcast. A laceration refers to an injury that causes a skin tear. Also referred to as a ragged wound, it may be caused by a blunt object or machinery accidents. The nature of the laceration depends on the characteristics such as the angle, force, depth, or object, and some wounds can be real serious, reaching as far as deep tissue and leading to serious bleeding. Laceration repair codes should be reported when a provider performs a wound closure using sutures, staples, or tissue adhesives like Dermabond, either alone or in combination with each other or together with adhesive strips. Per CPT guidelines, the repaired wounds should be measured and documented in centimeters, regardless of whether the repair is curved, angular, or stellate. A simple repair is coded using codes 12001 to 12021. A simple wound repair code is used when the wound is superficial, primarily involving the epidermis, dermis, or subcutaneous tissue without significant involvement of deeper structures, where only one layer of the closure is necessary using sutures, staples, tissue adhesive, or other closure materials. A simple repair can be billed for chemical and electrocauterization of wounds not closed and also include local anesthesia. An intermediate repair is coded using 12031 to 12057. An intermediate wound repair code includes the repair of a wound that, in addition to the requirements for simple repair, involves a layered closure of one or more of the deeper layers of subcutaneous tissue and superficial non-muscle fascia, in addition to the skin, epidermal, and dermal closure. The single layer closure of a heavy contaminated wound that requires extensive cleaning or removal of a particulate matter also may be considered as an intermediate repair. An intermediate repair may be coded if the physician performed a layered closure or a single layer closure that required extensive debridement. A complex repair is coded using CPT codes 13100 to 13160. This includes repairs that require more than layer closure, such as scar revision, debridement of traumatic lacerations or avulsions, extensive undermining, stents, or retention sutures. It may also include excision of a scar requiring a complex repair or debridement and repair of complicated lacerations or avulsions. There are several tips to correctly code for laceration repairs. Assigning the CPT code for laceration repair depends on these three things. The complexity of the repair, is it simple, intermediate, or complex? The anatomic location of the wounds, closed, simple, and intermediate category codes depend on the location of the injury. For example, 12001 to 12007 refer to simple repairs on the scalp, neck, axillae, external genitalia, trunk, or extremities. Codes 12051 to 12057 indicate intermediate repairs of the wounds of the face, ears, eyelids, nose, lips, and mucous membranes. The length of the wound closed in centimeters. For example, code 12001 should be assigned for a repair involving any of the relevant anatomical locations that are 2.5 centimeters or less, while the code 12002 should be used for repairs that are 2.6 centimeters to 7.5 centimeters. All the wounds repaired should be coated. If the patient has multiple lacerations of the same repair complexity on the same body part, the lengths of each wound should be added together to determine the code. Only repair lengths within a site can be added up. Lengths from different anatomic sites should be billed individually. When more than one classification of wounds is repaired, the more complicated procedure must always be listed first. Modifier 51 should be added to the secondary procedure to indicate that multiple procedures were performed. The repair of a superficial wound that does not require sutures but is closed with adhesive strips is included in the fee for the E&M visit and should not be billed separately. If the physician performed a deep layered closure on the patient's wound using staples for the method of repair, an intermediate repair code from the surgery section can be used. If the physician performed a single layer closure but only had to perform extensive debridement in addition to the single layer closure, therefore going above and beyond the normal debridement, the intermediate repair code can be built. A layered closure constitutes an intermediate repair, and the intermediate repair code would be built even if the physician does not specifically use the word intermediate in their documentation. A complex repair code is used to build the most complicated surgical repair that a physician will perform on the integumentary system. Complex repair excludes excision of benign or malignant lesions. Complex repair is built when the physician performs more than layered closure. Additionally, if a benign lesion was removed before the wound repair procedure, a minimum of two surgical codes can be built, one for the removal and one for the repair. If repairs include deeper structures such as nerves, blood vessels, or tendons, refer to the appropriate anatomic system section of your CPT manual for correct coding. The repair of these associated wounds is included in the primary procedure unless it qualifies as a complex repair, in which case modifier 59 would apply. Suture removal. Removal of sutures by the physician who originally placed them is not separately reportable. This is included in the initial laceration repair code. On the other hand, if the physician who removed the sutures did not place the sutures, then the suture removal would be considered part of the E&M code, and the E&M code only can be billed. Debridement is not considered as a separate procedure and is usually treated as part of the repair procedure as well. However, debridement can be billed if the physician performs debridement on a day other than the wound closure procedure. Comprehensive physician documentation is vital to determine the complexity and size of the repairs, as there is considerable difference between the payment for the various repair types. Always remember that the lack of proper documentation, as well as a thorough knowledge of payer regulations and guidelines, is critical to ensure accurate reimbursement of the procedures performed. Thank you for listening.